Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 13th. The grains closed lower with May corn down a quarter cent at 331.5. May beans down 9.25 at 854.25. May wheat down a penny and a half at 555. All the grains took it on the chin here today. The crude oil certainly didn't react too positively to the announcements that OPEC, Russia, and the U.S. had agreed to production cuts out there. The crude oil closed down 35 cents a barrel, so certainly no help there. That put the pressure on the corn. The corn came within a penny of contract lows, got down to 26.5. It rallied 5 cents by the close to only close a quarter cent lower. I don't know who stepped in and bought the lower prices. Perhaps the Chinese, we'll have to see. The beans were really under pressure most of the day. Meal made a new contract low and low close. It closed down 390 at 288.6. 288 even was the low there. So certainly no help to the beans with the meal continuing to be under pressure here. We tried to hang in most of the day. Closed about 2.5 cents off of its lows, but still down a penny and a half on the day. Kansas City closed just a penny or two higher. But you would thought we could have had some support in the wheat with the export announcements to China, and certainly didn't happen. And the freeze didn't have any real effect on the wheat out here. Export inspections were decent on the corn, 1.03 million metric tons, good on the wheat, 604, and really pretty light on the beans at 442. But, you know, with this closure of the Smithfield plant, that put the hogs limit down in the June and just 2 cents away in the July, but the feeders and the fats were limit down. You know, none of this bodes well for agriculture in here. The Dow Jones is currently down 490. Again, people still believe that the corona is going to be, you know, killing demand out here for restaurant demand and retail demand. You know, none of this is good. So I don't know where we go. The funds are short, probably 120,000, 125,000 contracts of corn. If they decide to cover forever, whatever reason, that could be a little friendly. We will get the planning number tonight, how much corn we've got planted in the ground for the first report. It should be steady to above averages is my guess. But overall, it's going to take really bad weather, something dramatic really to turn this market around out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.